let's first speak about the fact that your name has come up a lot in the media. People are anticipating you stepping aside. What is your thought on that?
My thought is that the whole thing is not innocent. It's not innocent. It is the way people are speaking. It sounds premeditated. You cannot have a senior official of the ANC saying, I must resign from the ANC.
Yeah. And what is your understanding about what needs to happen following your conviction in the magistrate's court?
Firstly, because they have not said anything from the word go, they must wait for the conviction. But also, there are things that they have been doing to try and bring this matter into spotlight. I don't know who is part of that game, but there are people that are part of a very dirty game.
Now, do you think the ANC has treated you unfairly in this period?
I beg your pardon?
Do you think the ANC is being unfair in how it's handling this matter as far as you are concerned?
It's very unfair because they are running 100 meters. They are running with the highest speed. But they have not been running with other people that have gone through this. And the issue of injury does not, it's not even a high court matter. This is a magistrate court matter.
Earlier you said that they needed to wait for the conviction. Do you mean that they need to wait for sentencing before they make a decision about
sentencing? Yes, they need to wait for a sentencing. Sentencing has not come up. So their rush shows that they know what the sentence is. So they can't wait. They can't be patient. They are all running. And they're coming through all directions. We have NGM Mutseha, CCC Tolashe, and others holding a meeting, deciding that we must be disbanded. You have some women writing to the officials of the ANC saying the Women's League must be disbanded and I must step aside. The very same women that sit in meetings and say nothing about atrocities that are committed by some men in the ANC. They keep quiet when it comes to that. And then when it comes to other women, they become very active.
So you strongly feel you're being targeted in the ANC at the moment?
I strongly feel there is that. How do you take the issue of the former president, the whole president, the whole leader of the ANC, being part of destabilizing the structure that has given life to the ANC during difficult times? What do you say about that? Because we're going to conference. Because they want to be elected, and so the Women's League must die.
Do you think it's about December that they're trying to kill the Women's
League? It's about December.
There's an aspect of it, my way. People will say, but you are guilty of perjury, that it is a serious charge, and it speaks to morality and ethics of ANC leaders. What would you say to that?
Morality. In the first place, if I talk about that, I will get into the pros and cons of the case. I'm waiting for the sentence. That is why I've been saying I don't want to speak in court about the case, because I will have to speak after the case when it comes to that. And morals go a long way. You can't force one person and expect that person to have morals when you don't have morals. So they go that way.
They go both ways. So for you...
Yes, they go both ways. They don't go highway and choose those that you don't like.
So for you, perjury cannot be viewed by the ANC as seriously as corruption, is that it?
No, the Constitution, it's not me. It's people that are crafted at the constitution. The constitution of the ANC is carefully worked. Say, for instance, someone who kills a person not willingly. The case of that person would be called a culpable homicide.
Yes.
And would that person be expelled from the ANC?
So, okay, I think I'm understanding you. So it's unfair for you for them to do this because in the court you did say you didn't lie, you did not intentionally lie, so you're being punished on that basis.
Yes, there are people actually who have done a do that as the imposts. Big things that are still enjoying their membership and their rights within the ANC. I really feel that this is a patriarchy in action. You know, when you see men get excited, and when at all times a patriarchy goes with a racism, and we've seen that. It's very clear. So we are not going to wear blinkers and behave as if we don't see what is going on.
All right. So for you, the question of morality is applied differently in the ANC. And the fact that the magistrate's court has a guilty verdict for you can't be compared to corruption charges, ultimately.
The Constitution, talk about the Constitution. Not even morals. Talk about the Constitution. It's very clear. It is specific, and I think people that drafted the Constitution were looking forward. They were visionaries. They knew there would be times like this when others are persecuted. They knew there would be times like this when there is no consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very, very important. The constitution of the ANC is very clear.